animal skins to make very bad shoes. None of them wanted to look her in the eye. "You were the people who filled the water buckets," she said. There was a lot of foot shuffling and coughing and choruses of "ayes."
"And the wood box?"
There were more "ayes." Tiffany glared at them.
"And what about the sheep?"
This time they all looked down.
"Why did you steal the sheep?"
There was a lot of muttering and nudging, and then one of the tiny men removed his rabbit skull helmet and twiddled it nervously in his hands.
"We was hungering, mistress," he muttered. "But when we kenned it was thine, we did put the beastie back in the fold."
They looked so crestfallen that Tiffany took pity on them. "I expect you wouldn't have stolen it if you weren't so hungry then," she said. There were several hundred astonished looks.
"Oh, we would, mistress," said the helmet twiddler.
"You would?" Tiffany sounded so surprised that the twiddler looked around at his colleagues for support. They all nodded.
"Yes, mistress, we have tea. We are a famously stealing folk, aren't we, lads?
What's it we're famous for?"
"Stealing!" shouted the blue men.
"And what else, lads?"
"Fighting!"
"And what else?"
"Drinking!"
"And what else?"
There was a certain amount of thought about this, but they all reached the same conclusion.
"Drinking and fighting!"
"And there was somewhat else," muttered the twiddler.
"Ah, yes, tell the hag, lads."
"Stealing and drinking and fighting!"
shouted the blue men cheerfully.
"Tell the wee hag who we are, lads," said the helmet twiddler.
There was the scrape of many small swords being drawn and thrust into the air.
"Knack, mack, feagle, the wee free men, nay king, nay queen, nay lad, nay master, we will na be fooled again."
Tiffany stared at them. They were all watching her to see what she was going to do next, and the longer she said nothing, the more worried they became. They lowered their swords, looking embarrassed.
"But we wouldna dare deny a powerful hag, except maybe for a strong drink," said the twiddler,
his helmet spinning desperately in his hands and his eyes on the bottle of special sheep liniment.
"Will you no help us?"
"Help you?" said Tiffany. "I want you to help me. Someone has taken my brother in broad daylight."
"Oh, waily, waily, waily," said the helmet twiddler. "Ah, she's come, then, she's come a-fetching. We're too late, it's the queen."
"There was only the one of them," said Tiffany.
"They mean the queen," said the toad.
"The queen of the husher gob,"
shouted the helmet twiddler. But his voice was lost in the wails and groans of the knack-mack feagles. They were pulling at their hair and stamping on the ground and shouting, "Alack-a-day," and "Waily, waily, waily." And the toad was arguing with the helmet twiddler, and everyone was getting louder to make themselves heard. Tiffany stood up.
"Everybody shut up right now," she said.
Silence fell, except for a few sniffs and faint wheelies from the back.
"We was only dreaming our weird, mistress," said the helmet twiddler, almost crouching in fear.
"But not in here," snapped Tiffany, shaking with anger. "This is a dairy. I have to keep it clean."
"Dreaming your weird means facing your fate," said the toad.
"'Cause if the queen is here, then it means our kelder is weakening fast," said the helmet twiddler. "And we'll ha' nae one to look after us."
"To look after us," thought Tiffany. "Hundreds of tough little men who could each win the worst broken nose contest need someone to look after them." She took a deep breath.
"My mother's in the house crying," she said. "And
I don't know how to comfort her," she added to herself. "I'm no good at this sort of thing. I never know what I should be saying."
Out loud, she said, "And she wants him back. A lot," she added, hating to say it.
"He's her favourite." She pointed to the helmet twiddler, who backed away.
"First of all," she said, "I can't keep thinking of you as the helmet twiddler. So what is your name?"
A gasp went up from the knack-mack feagles, and Tiffany heard one of them murmur,
"Aye, she's the hag, sure enough. That's a hag's question."
The helmet twiddler looked around at them as if seeking help.
"We didn't give her names," he muttered.
But another feagle somewhere safe at the back said,
"Weesht, you canny refuse a hag."
The little man looked up, very worried.
"I'm the big man of the clan, mistress," he said. "And my name, it is,"
he swallowed,
"Rob anybody feagle, mistress, but I beg you not to use it again me."
The toad was ready for this. "They think names have magic in them," he murmured.